What's up, everybody? My name is Desmond Jenga, and this is my podcast, Jenga and Jirogi Podcast. And today's story is gonna be the time I almost died. Welcome to my podcast, and I'm out to thank, and I want to share my deepest gratitude with anyone that. That choose to listen to my podcast every week, every month, every year. I'm just thankful to you for doing that. So let's go to the story of how I, Desmond Jenga Njoroge, almost died. And typically, no one was there to help me. And that's like typically, you know. Yeah. You'll know at the end of the story, you know. Like most of my stories, they stem from when I was a kid. The day started as normal, and I was probably just watching TV at the day. And then one of my cousins was around. He was a guy. Yeah, that's why he's there, you know. But he was a guy. And then I was fed. I was ready to kill some niggas, you know, out here, including myself. So like it started as normal. I was fed. Then some kids show up in our doorstep or where we lived, and because it was an estate, kids, you know, used to go and get other kids so that they can play, you know, as kids do. So like I go outside, and the day was just normal. The sun was out. Everything was felt like it was just good on that day. And then we ran around the estate because it was just it was like a circular type of form to it that it was made. I don't know how to explain it without, you know, pictures or videos or, you know, all that stuff. But yeah, it had that type of form. So we start running around, and then out of nowhere, when I'm just doing my kid stuff, there was a rail. Yeah, a rail. The things that, you know, are on ukutas, the thing that helps you not to fall over. So those things. I actually had to Google the name for it. I was actually going to call it chuma, you know. Yo chuma. Kusaidia wasiwe kukosa kuanguka, you know, to help you out, you know. So it's called a rail, you know. That's effort, you know, just going and looking for that name, you know. So yeah, with that said, there was a rail, and with me as a kid, after seeing that, I think if my memory serves me right, there was a rope on it, and this rope. And then after going for a few rounds, I see some, I think, more kids there. And I think what they were trying to do is either hang from it or do exercises with the rope. But what I decided to do, I don't know what was happening with them, but what I decided to do with my seeking attention, you know, I decided to put it around my neck. And it's a rail that has a platform, so there's nothing set in a rail at to support yourself while you're going down. It's a rail that it's in a parking space, so like anyone can just, you know, like jump over to the other side. So the rope was attached to it, so like I put it around my neck, and I don't know for some what reason. I thought that would lead to my death. And just to elaborate more on it, there were kids around me. There were kids on that other side who are just waiting, you know, for me to like do this, you know. And some of the kids who were there, one of them was my crush, you know. And you know how us guys or us people, we do some things for crushes that don't even make sense. So I put it around my neck, and then I just jump off, and then I fall. and then the rope is around my neck. And then me, thinking that everything is going smoothly, because there was I couldn't feel it choking me yet, and my feet were actually not touching the ground. So like me, I'm just focusing on this chick, you know, this crush that is on the ground. And weirdly enough, she's not even shocked or something, you know, if my memory serves me right. So like the rope keeps on getting tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter. So like with me, I only realized it like a few minutes after I started feeling dizzy. I started feeling like I'm dehazed or something. I don't know what dehaze means, but yeah, dehaze. So like I start feeling dehaze, the rope is around my neck, I can't touch the ground, and then it starts getting black. Mind you, these kids are just there, just chilling, you know. It's like they're just waiting for me to, like, you know, rip the rope apart and be like Samson and start saying, you know, I am Hulk, you know, the stronger, you know, I've come here to destroy people. But I didn't do that. I wasn't Hulk. I was just a kid who wanted attention, and the attention went too far. So I started struggling. It's my eyes start showing me the haze to black. It's like someone just changed the channel or something on me, you know. Well, that's really funny though. yeah, so like I start losing air, and I start feeling air is not reaching to my head. And then after that, it starts going black, more black, so I can't see anyone else. And then in the midst of me, like my final moments, you know, my cousin, I just feel somebody just lifting me up the ground and putting me down. And when I opened my eyes, my cousin was there. You know me, after that, you know, you just rush home, you know, because you're trying to, you know, get some oxygen, you know. Yeah, you know you're embarrassed, you know. So I just rushed home. And it's the time I almost died, or almost killed myself because of attention. Yeah. And what I can really say or really learn from this story is that kids go through stuff. Kids go through a lot of stuff, including me, because at that time I actually thought that even though the dehaze to black was really not satisfying feel to it, it felt peaceful, you know, just me hanging by the ropes. It felt peaceful. And me thinking about it right now, I'm like weirded out about it, because I'm like, you know, I was just a kid. Like, what was running through my mind that actually made me do that stuff? Yeah, so like it felt really peaceful at the time. But now I'm thinking about like almost doing the same thing, but I'm like, hey, bruv, I wouldn't want to leave my dreams, you know, just laying aside. Yeah, so like I think that's like the life lesson I can, like, you know, teach from this story. People like go through stuff, and they won't tell you. So it's good to like sometimes ring people, you know, call people, text people, just once. You don't have to, you know, text them every time, because squeeze comes out with social media and WhatsApp and all these things. It's easy to reach out to people and to tell people how much they mean to you. And just to ask them, how's your day going? What happened? You know. But for me, at the time, I really just felt like no one was like really that important to me. And even my cousin, who was like, who like saved me from that situation. Even him, in my mind, it just didn't hit me. It didn't I didn't value him at the time, even though he was there to save me. All I wanted was attention. So like, I forgot about the story, you know. Just I was also a happy kid to me, in my perspective. I was a happy kid at some point. So like, something would happen, I just forget it and, you know, move on to the next, like I think most kids do. So like, yeah, check on your local kids. And as I keep on saying, if no one loves you, I do, and I really want the best for you, because I know right now everyone has great potential in them, and they are meant to do awesome things, including me. And with that said, with that short story that I gave you guys, I hope you liked it. I hope you leave a like. I hope you leave a subscribe. I don't know if you can leave a like on the video, but yeah, just comment down below your stories if you want. But if not, I will see you in the next one. I have been your resident podcaster, Mob Love, and I'll see you in the next one. Yes, sir.